I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. History does repeat. Let me explain. It's been 13 years since NATO's war in Kosovo. The war gave rise to a new Republic of Kosovo, independent of Serbia. But one area in the north essentially remained an extension of Serbia. Right in the center of that is Mitrovica. It's seen its share of strife between ethnic Serbs and Albanians over the years, but now a bitter division has emerged among Serbs themselves, and it's all because of elections on Sunday. Nate Tabak has a story.
In a small square, Duška keeps an eye on her two grandchildren.
They're running around playing here at the fountain, but someone always has to be near them. They're small. And the situation is the way it is. You can feel the tension everywhere.
Explosions have become something of a regular event here in North Mitrovica. No one's been killed, but the blasts have rattled nerves ahead of Sunday's local elections. The main issue, whether or not to participate. In the past, Serbs in the north have largely boycotted Kosovo elections, and the government in Serbia actively encouraged that. It even held parallel elections of its own. But this time around, Belgrade is telling Serbs to vote in Kosovo's polls. It's not that Serbia suddenly recognizes Kosovo as an independent nation. Serbia wants to join the European Union, but first it has to improve relations with Kosovo. In April, Serbia agreed to relinquish de facto control of the north, and these elections are a big step in that direction. But it all leaves people like Duška unsure of what to do, vote or don't vote.
Well, it's up to me. It's my decision. No one can make it for me. No one can order me to do it. Of course, someone can point at me and say I'm a traitor if I go out and vote. That's why I have to decide.
Duška is probably wise not to divulge her plans. She's an engineer who's paid by the Serbian government. Thousands here are. In many cases, they're paid for jobs that only exist on paper. It's a way for Serbia to keep Serbs in Kosovo. Now Belgrade is telling them to vote in local polls. But if Duška does, she'll have to contend with people like Nebojša Jović.
On November 3rd, I'll probably go to church with my family in the morning to pray to God and St. Demetrius, the saint who's helped us stay here in Kosovo for the past 14 years. After that, my brothers, friends, and I will go out onto the street and see if anyone's going to do something against their own people.
Jović is one of the loudest voices urging people here not to vote. For him, a vote is basically an endorsement of Kosovo as an independent state, and he'll never accept that.
The biggest punishment for anyone who votes will be God's punishment and our scorn. We just want to look those people in the eyes and ask, how could you do this?
Jović insists that there won't be any violence, but it's a safe bet that turnout will be very low. A recent UN survey found that only 16% of Serbs in the north plan to vote. Regardless of turnout, Jović says these elections show that Belgrade is giving up on Kosovo Serbs in a big way, like it did in 1999, when Serbia withdrew troops.
When you're forcing your own people to recognize some other country, knowing that we can't survive, that's the same betrayal we went through in 1999, when Slobodan Milosevic left Serbs here on their own.
Jović does get support from Serbia, financial support. He works for the Serbian state telecom, and he's clinging to the hope that Serbia might rethink its current course on Kosovo. But he realizes the odds don't favor it.
It's a bit hard when you have Belgrade, Pristina, Brussels, Washington all against you, but we don't have an alternative. We have to stand firm.
Jović is also preparing for a worst-case scenario, that Serbia could one day recognize the independence of Kosovo. While Serbia's leaders continue to say this will never happen, Jović fears these elections suggest otherwise. For The World, I'm Nate Tabak, North Mitrovica.